وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ.
Imagine the day when Allah's enemies will be mustered to the fire, and the people of the former times will be detained until the arrival of people of the later times. Imagine the day when Allah's enemies will be mustered to the fire.
What is meant by this statement is that God's enemies would be mustered so that they stand before God for His final judgment. The actual words, however, are, when Allah's enemies will be mustered to the fire. The reason is obvious. The ultimate destiny of God's enemies is nothing else than hellfire.
And the people of the former times will be detained until the arrival of people of the later times.
On the Day of Judgment, it will not happen that the people belonging to one generation will be first called to account, followed by the next generation, followed by the next, and so on. What will happen instead is that all human beings will be brought together at one and the same time, and all will be so called to account. This is understandable because each generation is affected by the good and evil deeds of the generation that precedes it.
إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And when all have arrived, their ears, their eyes, and their skins shall bear witness against them, stating all that they had done in the life of the world.
وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
They will ask their skins, why did you bear witness against us? The skins will reply, Allah gave us speech, as He gave speech to all others. He, it is who created you for the first time, and it is to Him that you will be sent back.
وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
When you used to conceal yourselves while committing misdeeds, you never thought that your ears or your eyes or your skins would ever bear witness against you. You rather fancied that Allah does not know a great deal of what you do.
وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
This thought of yours about your Lord has led to your perdition, and you have become among the losers.
فَإِنْ يَصْبِرُوا فَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِبُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُعْتَبِينَ.
In this state, whether they bear with patience or not, fire alone shall be their abode. And if they seek to make amends, they will not be allowed to do so.
وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَاءَ فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ.
We had assigned to them companions who embellished for them all that was before them and behind them. Thus, the same decree of chastisement which had overtaken the previous generations of jinn and human beings also became due against them. Surely, they became the losers.